say that he has been dead about 3 hours, judging by the rigidity of the muscles, said I.
Noticed anything peculiar about the room? Asked Holmes.
Found a screwdriver and some screws on the washhand stand. Seems to have smoked heavily during the night, too. Here are 4 cigar ends that I picked out of the fireplace.
Hmm, said Holmes.
Have you got his cigar holder?
No, I've seen none.
His cigar case, then?
Yes, it was in his coat pocket.
Holmes opened it and smelled the single cigar which it contained.
Oh, this is a Havana, and these others are cigars of the peculiar sort which are imported by the Dutch from their East Indian colonies. They are usually wrapped in straw, you know, and are thinner for their length than any other brand.
He picked up the 4 ends and examined them with his pocket lens.
2 of these have been smoked from a holder and 2 without, said he. 2 have been cut by a not very sharp knife, and 2 have had the ends bitten off by a set of excellent teeth. This is no suicide, Mr. Lanner. It is a very deeply planned and cold-blooded murder.
Impossible! Cried the inspector.
And why?
Why should anyone murder a man in so clumsy a fashion as by hanging him?
That is what we have to find out.
How could they get in?
Through the front door.
It was barred in the morning.
Then it was barred after them.
How do you know?
I saw their traces. Excuse me for a moment, and I may be able to give you some further information about it.
He went over to the door, and turning the lock, he examined it in his methodical way. Then he took out the key, which was on the inside, and inspected that also. The bed, the carpet, the chairs, the mantelpiece, the dead body, and the rope were each in turn examined, until at last he professed himself satisfied, and with my aid, and that of the inspector, cut down the wretched object and laid it reverently under a sheet.